Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And joining me right now on the line is social worker, head of Mpumalanga Shelter Movement, a national shelter movement member, Fisani Mahlongo. Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Very well, thank you. This free helpline, this toll-free helpline for domestic abuse victims, when did you launch that?
It was launched on the 1st of December 2020.
Okay. All right. And why? Why was it necessary?
We saw a need to have a resource that is going to at least improve the access to shelters by women in South Africa. Those who have experienced or are experiencing domestic violence, we need to escape those environments.
Yes.
So from the research that we conducted, it came out a number of times that when you interview a woman who has been in a shelter, when you say, how did you know about the shelter, they will tell you that I only knew about something called the shelter when police actually took me there. Otherwise, without the police taking me there or the social worker assisting me to get there, I was never going to know there was such a resource. So we took it upon ourselves through the generous funding from the Ford Foundation to establish a helpline that is going to at least improve access to shelters by women from the grassroots level.
So basically, if I'm a woman and I'm having a problem, well, can I be a man? Is it only for women or is it for men? Because men are also, I think, you know, it's something that we don't talk about. It's a dirty little secret that men can also be abused.
It is for all victims.
Yes.
However, when it comes to shelters for men in the country, we still have got very few of them. Very few shelters.
Yeah.
Actually set aside specifically for men. But if a man calls and says I'm a victim, the women who are working at the helpline will surely find means of ensuring that this victim, even if he's a male person, access services that are going to at least remove him from the environment that he is in.
Right. So it's not a counselling helpline. It's about people who need to go into shelters. So a woman has to be at a certain point, you know, when she will give you a call, because, I mean, that's one of the challenges about domestic abuse, you know, is that you can get beaten up today and you think that he's going to change. And I am using the male-female roles here. But why would a woman call you?
They will call because they want to escape the environment of abuse that they are currently in.
Right. Right.
That is the basic reason.
Okay.
Shelters are safe spaces of escape. If you want to leave the environment that is abusive and is no longer conducive for a woman or for any victim and the children, then shelters are safe spaces where women can be housed whilst they are healing and building their lives from the abuse that they've been experiencing.
And children up until what age can come to the shelter with their mothers?
It also depends on shelters. Some, they take children even up to 18 years. Some, the cutoff is 12 years. Some, the cutoff is 13, some 14. So it depends on the shelter. But once a woman calls, the social workers who are mending the helpline are going to actually look through the network. If a woman says, I've got three children and they're aged 12, 14, 16, they'll look through the network of shelters in that area nearest to the woman to say, okay, this one, because we've got a list that is designed to show inclusion and exclusion. So the colleagues at our helpline will know that in this shelter, a woman can actually access it even if she has children or a number of children. Because remember, some women come to the shelter even with up to seven children. So it's not all shelters will have such a capacity. And it's not all shelters will have the capacity to accommodate male children above the ages of 14. So they'll look through the network and look at the one that actually includes such a kind of a family.
Fisani, do you provide help to women beyond, you know, a roof over their heads and food in their bellies? You know, in terms of the shelter, do you provide legal assistance or any other support to these women or to victims of domestic abuse?
You're asking now through this helpline, on the helpline itself?
Yes. Well, I'm just saying, like, through the shelters, because as I understand, you're explaining is that the helpline was established in order to direct people who want to escape those situations where there's domestic abuse to shelters, which is, you know, which are held by the National Shelter Movement. That's the purpose of the helpline, is that if you need to get into a shelter, that's who you call. So I'm just trying to understand, you know, what are the other support mechanisms that you have in place, if there are any. It's okay if they aren't. I think you're doing a good job anyway. I just wondered.
Shelters provide a number of services once a woman has accessed a shelter, starting from the psychosocial service, which involves counseling and family counseling, counseling for children, and referral to different stakeholders. Remember, if a woman is abused, once she gets to a shelter, some will need to be referred to health services, to clinics. Some will need to be referred to police, to court, and a number of different services. So, yes, shelters do provide legal services. But not that you find that all shelters have legal services in-house, but many have got external relations with courts, with legal aid, and even pro bono lawyers who provide services on a voluntary basis. So once a woman is there, then an assessment will be done to find out what are the needs that this woman has to access, what are the resources that this woman has to need for their situation to get better, or for their life to get back on track. Mm-hmm. Then the shelter and social workers will then, together, working together with the survivor, a woman who has survived abuse, will work through a plan to ensure that a woman has got access to a number of services, including legal services. It is very rare that a case is solved without involving the court or without involving legal aid,
sure,
like pro bono lawyers, police and health. It is very rare. So shelters work in many areas. They've got a network of help that involves SAPS, involves social development, involves home affairs, involves housing, the local municipality. We work with a number of stakeholders as shelters.
Absolutely wonderful. Fisani Mahlongo, thank you very, very much for speaking to us. Just keep up the fantastic work. And, you know, I'd like to wish you lots of success, but lots of success for you means that there's more and more abused, you know, people involved with domestic abuse. So, double-edged sword, but just keep up the good work. Thank you very, very much. God bless.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Fisani Mahlongo. She is the social worker, head of Mpumalanga Shelter Movement and the National Shelter Movement.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.